Message number 423. Virgin Mary, go and open your eyes, children, and listen, question, and contemplate all that is presented to you in the name of God. Saturday, May 12, 2012 at 10:00 a.m. My child, as the roar of Satan and his demons get louder and the pitch of their screams heard in the heavens, I must warn God's children to open their eyes. Look around you, and what do you see? Unrest, arguments, despair, and fighting. All this has been ignited by the evil spirits that surround humanity. Released from hell, their numbers are great. Not for one moment will they ease their torment spewed out by the hatred they have for all of God's children. These fallen angels were jealous when my Father God the Most High created mankind and the universe. Their pride and disgust led to their downfall, and they were cast out into hell. Led by Satan, their hatred was manifested when I brought the Son of Man, the Savior of mankind, into the world. Their hatred of me surpasses anything known to humanity. As Queen of all the angels, this drove them into turmoil. They knew there would be no return to the divine hierarchy. To hurt God, my beloved Father, they want to destroy that which is close to His heart, His precious and beloved children. By seducing His children through the temptations of sin, they steal souls. My Father will not tolerate this wickedness, and the time is close for these fallen angels to be finally cast into the furnace. They know this. Under the direction of Satan, they now increase their plans, and every second of the day they cause havoc in the world. God's children must know that their plan is to snatch everything which is precious to God the Almighty Father. This is why they target His holy churches on the earth first. When they infiltrate God's churches, they infiltrate God's children. Wake up, children, to what is happening before your eyes. You must stay alert at all times. Pray, pray, pray that you are blessed with the graces to recognize evil when it is presented to you as being part of God's plans when it is not. It will take strong faith and acceptance of the truth contained within these messages from heaven to stay on the true path to eternal life. Eternal life is to be welcomed, children, and must never be rejected in favor of false promises. These false promises are presented to the world in these times by those who lead your nations and who may be influenced by the King of Lies. Go and open your eyes, children, and listen, question, and contemplate all that is presented to you in the name of God. Your beloved Queen of Peace, Mother of Salvation.